All right, this show brought to you in part by SimpliSafe. If you have 30 minutes, you never have to worry about break-ins ever again. Just go to simplisafe.com/Adam, get all the sensors you need, all the help you need as well to set it up. Custom systems going to show up post-haste at simplisafe.com/Adam. Jay Moore's coming in studio, and he's going to make you, he made me laugh harder than I've laughed in a long time. Jay Moore comes in studio. We got the news as well. First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Adam Carolla's sixth book and audiobook. Everything reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It occurred to me recently that the classic story of the abandoning father who went out for a pack of smokes and never came home is now considered quaint, like a pickpocket or cat burglar. It doesn't seem to exist anymore. Nowadays, we shame the dad more for smoking than rambling. I'm sorry your dad left your family when you were seven, but at least that monster stopped exposing you to secondhand smoke.
Everything reminds me of something. Available now, wherever finer books are sold.
Jay Moore in studio. Got some shows coming up. Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. That's September 9th through the 11th. And then it's off to Sacramento at the Punchline, September 23rd and 24th. Live dates at Jay Moore. MOHR.com. Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, my man Ace.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Feeling good. Why? What have you heard?
I hear you're healthy and sober and
everybody's pregnant.
Drug free and all that.
Crippled dudes, they stay hard.
Yeah. Never thought about
they
that.
They got
Tracy.
That implant.
Yeah.
No, I feel great. You know, it's I go on stage now and I just tell the audience they don't look the same either. Get that out of the way. Because they're all staring at me like I'm the dad from The Incredibles. Or they want to know who's this pregnant lesbian talking to us. It's me.
Well, you work out a lot, or you did.
Yeah, I was coaching wrestling on speed. I was so skinny, my nipples got longer. I had those like West Hollywood guy nipples.
Yeah.
But Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
Mike and Ike's is right. You look great, Jim.
You couldn't get much thinner than. I feel the same. So when I was at my skinniest, I was dirt poor and I taught boxing for a living. And then I went from that into radio. And I just immediately put on 20 pounds because, like, what is more sedentary and your world revolves around food. All you would do is I'd see Jimmy at 8 in the morning and I'd go, okay, I got a coupon for the Acapulco Mexican restaurant. It's half off. We can be there by 11:30 if we get out of here, you know, if we do our postmortem here by wrap it by 11. And you just sit and eat and talk. You literally went from on your feet running people through heavy bag drills and no money to money and talking.
I remember at a high school, I won't say, but Adderall would like fall out of my pockets while I was wrestling. And like 14-year-old kids would come up to me like 8 orange footballs, like, coach, your pills.
Right.
I was like, yeah, it's from my heart, you know. Yeah, and then later, then I'd go crunch some rails off the toilet paper dispenser in a high school bathroom. And then I'd be wrestling live, and they'd be like, coach, watch out for your heart. I was like, no, it's fixed now. I'm all better. Thanks, though. Little know-it-all.
Is Adderall abuse a big thing? We're kind of talking about fentanyl now and heroin and not so much really about heroin. Pot, we're all kind of over. Is Adderall the thing? And is it coming in bootleg now from like China and Mexico?
I don't know. I had a prescription for it. Well, my first year of sobriety, I saved $37,000 on Adderall.
Nice. Wow.
That's with the prescription.
Damn.
Crazy.
Wow.
I figured like $15, $12 a pill, 8 pills a day. Like, yeah, it was nuts. But I definitely had Adderall that was pressed with meth because you couldn't break them in half. And I got some man hands on me. I know Gina appreciates.
Sure, absolutely.
Some daddy hands. Yeah. And then
so that's how you could tell?
If plus, something well, was like when I snorted leg? Them, it, like, it definitely felt different.
You could feel like a burn?
Oh, it burned like crazy. And then it felt like somebody was sitting on my chest.
So, but the pill would look the same.
Yeah.
So this is becoming a thing now, which is, thank you, China and Mexico, which is prescription knockoffs. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be the thing.
Yeah, and like you know, fake Louis Vuitton bag of drugs, really.
Out of China. And Mexico would have that, too. Yeah. They'd knock off stuff from the NFL. Stuff, you know, bomber jackets.
Chives.
Yeah, right. The Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs. So we go, all right, we don't need your pot anymore. We'll grow that ourselves. And they go, all right, well, we're not folding up. Right. We got an enterprise here. Yeah. So now they're getting into prescription stuff, and it's fucking a lot of people up. But you could tell by breaking.
Well, you couldn't break it. It took a Herculean effort to even just break it in half, and then to crunch it up, it took like.
But you would snort it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could tell immediately.
Yeah, it was different. And I really blame China for my drug addiction, to be honest.
Yeah.
And what percentage do you think?
Of my body's racist against the Chinese for my drug addiction?
Yeah. 100. No, what percentage do you think of those pills you were getting were bootleg? This a year and a half ago, right?
17 months. 25%?
I was way off with my 18-month guess. Yeah, a little less of a year and a half.
That's on me for being that bad at math. Sorry.
No, it's good. It means you're sober. You're paying attention.
Yeah, well, with you, I got to you got to expect the ball when you're in the paint with the ace man. You never know when the no look's going to come.
So it's probably much higher now, the percentage in the last 18 months, what's going on with the border and China and everything else. But what percentage do you think it was for you where you go, this pill?
25%,
really?
Yeah.
That high?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the brand. It would be like the orange. It would be more of a peach-colored circle with a very definitive like 50-50 split, like a pie chart, like half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the brand is more of an oval.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're like time-release capsules. I snorted those too.
Mm.
I crunched those up.
Which defeats the purpose of the time release.
I don't even know. I was out of my mind. Oh, my God.
How'd you get the prescription?
I just told the doctor I had trouble focusing and, you know, I lied. You know.
Right.
Let me tell you something. My first time I ever took a pill, I went to the dentist and he pulled a tooth and he gave me 10 Vicodin. Never took a pill before in my life. So it was probably like 38, almost 40. And I took one Vicodin, and all of a sudden, like 10, 15 minutes later, I feel that little golden hum running through my body. Then I went to the guest bedroom of my house and counted out the other 9 to make sure that guy didn't fuck me.
Wow.
That, like, right off the bat, I'm like 8, 9, and I'm talking to myself like, better be 9 in here, you motherfucker. I don't care if you're in Vietnam. I'll fucking go back and kick your ass.
Well, so that's the part. So we were just talking about this with Linda Hamilton, not Vicodin, but... You take a Vicodin, and for 3 out of every 4 people, it's like, all right, I feel weird. I want to.
Kind of nauseous.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But for that one, you love it, and now it's on.
Yeah. You know, when I was addicted to Vicodin, I topped out at 2 a day. That's it. Like, I know people that are, you know, up in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, Drew would tell me people are into the 90s.
190.
Really?
Oh. 900.
Who's that?
I don't know. Bobby Hollander.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to Bobby in a minute.
Yeah. And, but 2 made me a completely different person.
Really?
Where I remember coming home, I just started dating Nikki, and she was packing bags. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, well, you obviously don't like – she was like crying. She was like, you obviously don't like me anymore. I was like, I'm addicted to Vicodin. Don't leave.
I'm doing 2 a day.
Yeah, I was a mess.
On 2.
Yeah, but Adderall, just any waking moment, any thought I had, the phone would ring, I'd be in my car at a red light, just snort them off the phone case. And
did it always have to be crushed up and snorted, couldn't you?
No, I'd swallow them too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, coming and going.
Is it just speedy?
Yeah. It was like when you have way too much coffee, but it's not focused more in your belly. It's more like your temples and your heart. It's more like there's sort of like an asterisk in your chest, like spinning around.
You know what's weird? Have you gotten any tattoos since you got sober?
No, I'm the minority.
Yeah. So a lot of people, they start doing base jumping or getting tattoos or get really hardcore into Tough Mudders or something like it. Something replaces the activity. What did you replace it with?
I eat and I take naps.
All right, rock and roll.
I don't know if you noticed my newfound core strength.
Yeah, you got your man strength.
Usually I'm on my new diet black shirt, but today I figured I'd stretch my wings and wear brown. Yeah, I'm I gained probably 40 pounds. I'm like 230.
Really?
Yeah.
You wear it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you but now, like I said, you were doing a lot of paddle boarding and out in the bay swimming and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, when me and you were in Malibu, I wasn't even high that time. I was out in the water for like an hour. There was some like MMA guy that was out in the water and he tapped out.
Yeah. No, Jay was...
I was at home.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. My landlord, and I'm going to go back and fish Thursday. And it's be my first time on the water since I went to rehab.
I think the water's where you belong.
I agree with you 100%.
It's good for your soul, man. It's good for your brain.
Oh my God. I don't know. I got a good life. I laugh at like how great my life is. Like the biggest stress in my day is like, am I going to get a nap? I got a new bed and it's higher than my old bed. So I feel like a little kid every time I get into it. Like, oh my God, I'm in a big bed.
Bed height. There's a chapter in one of my books on bed height.
It's important.
It's all there is.
It's got to be up high.
Now listen, I grew up, my mom's bed was on the floor. She had no box spring and she had no frame.
I remember.
Just boom, mattress on floor, bad. Then you go up, you get a box spring on floor, bad. Then you get the frame, good. But when you really get up into that height, it's the perfect height is your small dog needs stairs.
Yes.
But you get too high, you're in prison.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You're back with me. I built lofts for every poor person I knew when we were 20 because everyone had a shitty little apartment and the room wasn't big enough to put a desk and a bed. So I'd build them a bed. I built myself a loft, like hit my head on the ceiling. Sex was difficult.
There
as well.
Let's go have sex. You need a boost?
Yeah. Well, my whole thing is I can't get you up here. I'm reaching for my groin going, I think my hernia is aggravated. Like, yeah. And by the way, you know, that's me buzzed. You know, if I can't get you up here.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
it. Drunk strength.
That's right.
Drunk strength. How'd you hurt your pinky?
Oh, I had surgery on my hand.
How come?
I had a disease.
Oh, he can't extend all his fingers.
But then I had surgery. Eventually,
like a primate disease.
But eventually, I realized I did it to myself because when I was a boxing coach and a little bit of a boxer, my feeling was always that my left hand, which is my strong hand, it's a southpaw, I was like, that will always be there. That'll always be strong and it'll always be good because it's just your dominant hand and just like your right hand will always be there if you're right-handed. So you should take your weak hand and you should do 10 times as much work with your bad hand because your good hand's going to be there. And so I would just throw tons of uppercuts and hooks and jabs and stuff with my right hand. And now my right hand's all fucked up. So kids, if you're listening...
It's a dominant hand for a reason. Yeah.
You actually got my mom to swear because, you know, she has the same thing you do, but she's never had hand surgery. And she goes, how the hell did Adam let it go on this long that he had to have hand surgery? I go, well, maybe – how the hell did Dr. Drew let it go on? So she's upset.
Dupuytren's, it's called.
That's what she
and, my fingers were folded in. And I'm able to live with a lot of things that have to do with myself that I don't really tend to. I just kind of get used to it. I have a high threshold for pain, and I just kind of get on with it. But I did a car race a few months ago, and I could not get my race gloves on. My fingers were so
like
bent.
A Bob Dole situation.
I couldn't get hand
holding
on
a pencil and
thing. Yeah. And so it was at that point I knew it was time for change. We talked about the great Bobby Hollander.
Mm.
Was she married to Audrey Hollander?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Who's that? All right, let's play it. Bobby was the porn.
Impresario?
Yes, that's the word. He did a little directing. I don't know if he did a lot of work.
An auteur.
The Citizen Kane of right. Money Shots.
I did not, when I was younger, 18, 19, I could not afford my own porn. I could not afford a VCR. My dad didn't have a VCR or his own porn, but I had a friend whose dad had a VCR and a couple of porn movies. We had Taboo 2. Mm. We had Sex Boat. Mm. And we
not
had,
as good as the book.
And we had Bobby Hollander's.
Jay, please.
We had a Bobby Hollander film. And he would set these things up just the way you're going to hear this. And it burned in my psyche because the other porns were just like, it's Sex Boat. So we're going to get on a boat and have sex.
Right. I was going to say, what's it about?
But we didn't have a narrator. But here we go, like Our Town.
Mm-hmm. Hi. You thought it was Alfred, but it's not. My name is Bobby Hollander, and I'd like to introduce you to a tape called The Personal Touch. Now, The Personal Touch is something different in home entertainment. It's strictly adult, strictly X, and it's hot. It's so hot, it's going to blow your balls off. It's going to want to make you wet your panties. It's going to want to make you reach in and grab it. It's going to want to make you come right on your television screen. The Personal Touch means personal touch. It stars Shauna Grant, Sharon Mitchell, Paul Thomas, Ron Jeremy, Dominique, a newcomer to the screen.
They've
Gene
all
Hall.
Landed on their feet, by the way.
The Personal Touch was shot on videotape to oh. give you the finest quality.
As opposed to
it's going
wax
to let you,
cylinder.
The whole viewing audience, get out of your bed, off your couch, out of the bar. And you guys that are watching it in a bar are going to be into the bathroom in a minute, pulling your wang away. I don't mean to say it in an obscene way, but we wanted to make it that way. Shauna Grant in this film, who stars, you've seen in Penthouse. You've seen in Swank, High Society, Chic, Hustler, Velvet. You've jerked off to her in Genesis and Gallery. She's
true.
Gorgeous. She's young, she's blonde, and she has a body that'll blow you away.
How do
you
know so much
All
about
right.
me?
Pause it for a second. First things first.
Oh, my God.
You have to clarify when you go, you've seen her in High Society. You don't mean out and about with, like, Ava Gabor.
Right.
You mean the magazine. And when you say
Gatsby party.
When you say jerked off in Genesis, a lot of people, that's a Bible reference for a lot of folks. So, Bobby, you need to really be specific.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Copacabana. Here comes Shauna Grant.
That's right.
You may recognize her from such films as The Personal Touch.
With Clark Gable.
Clark Gable. Smoke Lucky's friends.
That's right.
And buy a ball war bonds. Coming out to the ballpark, Jackie Robinson leads all black hitters with 14 hits.
All right, let's hear a little more. Bobby Hollander, born Ira Allen Sachs to a Jewish family in Brooklyn, of course, directed 59 movies between
59 feels like a real failure.
1979 and 1995. He's gone now. But, sorry.
She's going to tell you how you can write to her personally and get a free black and white, personally autographed photo of her just by sending your name and address.
Hey, can
it's
I
no
say
hope,
this?
It's no joke.
No hoke, it's no joke.
As a father, what would you find more disturbing? finding the Shauna Grant porn in your young son's room. Or finding the autograph headshot where she was wearing like an evening gown.
And he had his name on it.
Does it feel weirder?
Yeah. The headshot's worse.
Headshot's worse?
More interactive.
Yeah, because it's personalized.
Yes.
Dear Adam.
I just made sure I didn't say either of our son's names. I came so close.
All right. We'll play. We'll continue.
Dear Connor.
And we know the personal touch is hot. Ladies, go out. I hope you have new batteries for your vibrator. Husbands, whip five on yourself. Do it lubricated. But this tape is designed to make you want to do it. It's directed to you. We hope you blow your nuts off on this tape because it was made that way. And before I blast off my mouth and go any further, let me introduce you to one of the stars in the business, Miss Shauna Grant.
Here she is, folks. Shauna Grant.
I forgot
from A Night on the Town.
The hostage aspect of the video.
With Folly Granger. Here she comes. Watch out. Those are implants, friend. Let's see her.
It's like the Aviator.
Yeah.
Thanks for the intro.
Didn't I tell you? She's a real dame.
I told you that you can write to me, and I would love it if you wrote to me. I will send you a picture, and I will autograph it. The address I would like you to send your name and address to is Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-I-D, 1865...
Bensonhurst, 453.
Boulevard, Suite 318, Tarzana, California. And the zip code is 91356. Not only will I send you a black and white photograph, but I would like to hear your comments on the video.
I'll tell you the one thing about growing up. I complain a lot about growing up in the San Fernando Valley, but I could have drove out to Reseda and picked mine up in person.
Right.
Saved myself a lot on postage and handling.
Look at her, friends. She's from Tarzana, the gateway to Panorama City. The San Fernando Valley, orange groves, pornography. Shauna Grant, you're going to blow your balls off. Come on out to the ballpark. Here we are. Whip 5.
What is that? Whip 5,
Whip five on yourself.
Hello, friends. Here we are. Personal Touch Grand Premiere at Grumman's Chinese Theater.
Oh, and here comes the hedgehog.
Here comes Ron Jeremy. Don't give him a countdown. He'll make a mess on the sidewalk. Shauna Grant, real-life pornographic actress. Just got done with Robert Mitchum. You may have seen her in Penthouse, Swank, High Society. And, of course, GI News.
What year did she kill herself?
I'm losing my erection.
You didn't know that? No. Oh, I just got one.
Well, I could have guessed.
I couldn't figure out how to say it that way. Thanks for picking me up, Ace. Ace looks handsome.
Yeah, good-looking guy.
She killed herself.
Oh, how'd she
do it? 2 years after this?
She found out Rock Hudson was gay.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson, the real ladies' man, with Lee Liberace coming up behind him with a dame on each arm and a cape.
I'll tell you how she didn't kill herself. She didn't drive her Bentley off a windy road in the south of France.
No.
I'm going to guess bullet to the head.
She shot herself with an AR-15.
AR-15? That's rare for ladies
in
to Palm do
in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Palm Springs. 1984, so not long after this.
What year
was
did
it
we figure
out? Was it an AR-15 or not? Is that not fucking insane?
Yeah. AR-15 style rifle.
Jesus.
Well, here she comes, friends. Shauna Grant with Wayne LaPierre. He's a real gun nut.
I do like the idea of 1930s announcer guy calling opening for porn films.
It's here we are, friends. Shauna Grant, who said, you know who would look great on these walls? Me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Over the line. Mark at zero.
Was she discovered at Schwab's?
She was discovered on the stool at Schwab's. Picked up Palabia and walked right into stardom. Shauna Grant, Sharon Mitchell, is she a man or is she a woman? No one knows, friends.
She kind of does look like a man. She has a short haircut.
Has a nose like Jeremy Hotz. Here she comes. And here come the stars. Jesse Adams, Blake Palmer, and young Tom Byron. Watch out. Don't get too close. They may be loaded. These are real live adult stars. You may have seen her in Jugs, Gent, and other.
They all start with G.
Genesis, Gallery, Jugs, Gent, and Gallery.
Galleries twice. Who made this shit?
Well, maybe Hollander said it twice. All right, let's hear what the rest of what
it really
Shauna
falls
Grant
off after
has,
Penthouse
has to say.
And see you again. Thanks.
Before we go any further, Shauna's going to make sure that you see this film crispy and crunchy.
Oh.
Loosen your tie. Kick off your shoes.
Maybe hold on a second. You think there's a lot of Windsor not wearing guys watching this? Like, take your spats off.
Stay a while.
Remove your cummerbund.
Your arm garter.
Yeah, he lost me his shoes.
I'm going to do my best to describe the body language here. He is at about 45 degrees yeah. towards her. She is recoiling.
Yeah.
Take out that pocket watch and tell the butler to take the night off.
Tell your footman. You'll see him later.
Pull out your wang wang.
Take out your wang wang, friends. Don't show this video around any Negroes. They can't control themselves. Did I mention Jean Harlow, a real dame of cinema?
Let's see just the end of this, Chris.
Unzip the pants.
Whoa.
Drop your pantyhose, ladies. So Sean's going to clean off your TV screen. He's going to dust it off. So don't get up for a minute. If you have to pee, if you have to eat, shut the tape right now and then put it back on. Because this is a tape you see from beginning to end. And we know a lot of people out there never get to the end. But shit, you'll be watching it once, twice, three times. You're going to love it. It's hot. It's a stroker. Now let Shauna dust off your TV screen so you don't miss a thing.
Do you want a little more depressing news about Shauna?
Yes.
In 1983, Grant retired from the adult film industry after less than a year and just over 30 films in which she had sex on screen with 37 men after contracting herpes and having an abortion.
Oh.
Not quite the fantasy that Bobby Hollander's.
Herpes, the hidden killer. But don't worry, friends. As long as she's in remission, you'll be back on the battlefield in no time. Fighting Japs and Krauts. Shauna Grant, a real-life American dream. Here she is, friends, fulfilling all her dreams and purpose. Moving to the San Fernando Valley to do pornography. Oh, you missed.
Oh, God. It's such a weird life.
Here comes Dominique, a real-life black woman.
How do we have this much range as human beings? How do we end up with a Shauna Grant and Linda Hamilton alive at the same time? Probably about the same age.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Living in the same town?
Living in the probably as the crow flies 7 miles apart from one another.
Oh, my God. Tarzana, the Riviera of the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, God.
I like this massive Wikipedia page you pulled up.
Yeah, she has a lot of info.
Let me see your picture.
Well, she has a lot of fans. There's no doubt. She was very attractive.
Colleen Marie Applegate. Mm.
Was her real name.
Yeah, from Minnesota.
Earned up to $100,000 in her two-year career, friends.
Little known fact, Christina Applegate's last name is Grant.
Yes.
They actually swapped them.
I didn't realize
that. Oh, yeah. There was a discussion.
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus Christ. Well, look, we're talking about her.
Yeah.
You know, all these years
on.
Where's
she buried?
She's in Pauly Shore's backyard.
Oh, and she's had more than... She had a couple of suicide attempts before that.
She finally got it right. She's a hard worker, a busy bee, or busy beaver.
I always bring it up. I think I always mistake her for the other blonde who killed herself, who was a Pauly Shore girlfriend back in the day.
Yeah.
We can think of her.
I forgot her name.
Any porn stars?
Was it Savannah?
Savannah.
Savannah, yeah.
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 She probably came around about 5 years later or something like that. Any porn stars or strippers in your past?
No, I hit for power, not average.
Nice.
I wasn't, I never fooled around with waitresses at clubs. And, People think it's easy. People think like, oh, you're a comedian. You get laid all the time. It's like, well, not really. You get up, you say goodnight and walk that way. They get up with a date and walk that way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you do see a woman in the audience, you know, that you want to say hi to, you have to make your way through your own crowd.
Yeah.
Pardon me, excuse me, selfie. Hi, my brother's got a mustache. Isn't he funny looking? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And then go up to them with a date in front of everybody and be like, hey, I don't know if you guys are together, but yeah.
If not.
What would it sound like if Norm MacDonald was trying to get that date?
Well, I saw you in the audience there. You know, I don't know if I'm going to whip five on myself. But I do know I do it lubricated.
That's right.
And I'd like to do that with you, you see. I may be an old chunk of coal. Wanna fuck?
What would it sound like if Norm was taking Bobby Hollander's place?
Well, we got a great movie here called The Personal Touch. You're gonna take out your wang wang and blow your balls off. It's good. I don't know. I feel sex is shameful. You know.
What would it sound like if Al Pacino was selling it?
Well, I hope you're not wearing your tie, because if you are, you already came and committed autoerotic asphyxiation. What a way to go! With Shauna Grant, my voice cracked. That's how passionate I am about the personal touch. Where is Bobby? I want to know where that genius is. He gave me the best acting advice I ever got in my life.
He's good on his feet.
He said, don't come.
Don't come.
Hold
Two
it.
Words.
Wait till you get up into the loft. Get in the loft. That's how you know you're going to get laid, when they crawl up into the Ace Man's loft. Good luck getting down.
Yeah.
Hoorah.
Yeah, like Frankie says, man.
Relax. Don't do it. That's what he says. Don't do it, Adam, because here comes Vanessa Del Rio.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the flaps on that one.
Spicy.
Oof, ah. Looks like a sad butterfly.
Oh, God.
Looks like an origami swan got shot with a BB gun. Hooah.
Oh, yeah, I guess Bobby's left us as well. I don't.
Yeah.
Is that Vanessa Del Rio, or did somebody roofie a chimpanzee's mouth? I gotta know.
I think Vanessa's retired, but I think Nina Hartley is like 80s porn royalty.
Yeah, she's still out there.
Never
slinging.
My thing, but I think she's out there doing it at 70, Gina.
God bless her.
Yeah,
God bless
her.
You know?
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You want to do it? You want to play MILFs?
No. I don't get it, but I think Nina Hartley.
Get it away,
is
Trigger. No,
is that
no.
Her?
The
get it
Tom
up.
Brady
get it away.
Of porn stars. I mean, she starred in like 85 and is still doing it.
She looks like a social worker, maybe.
Yeah. Well, when you're is she 60?
She's 63.
63. It's still doing porn?
Yeah. But is she more of like Yeah, there she is. Kind of like an educator, like sexual educator. Is that her thing?
Yeah.
I really don't follow her that closely. I just remember she was hearing that she's still doing porn, and she started. I mean, what year did Nina Hartley star?
Her Twitter bio says she's been keeping it sexy and real since 1982.
Wow.
I was graduating North Hollywood High when Nina Hartley was breaking into the porn business, she's still doing it.
Good did they have her. Vaginas then?
Oh, they had them. You couldn't find them because of the thicket of hair.
Women didn't have orgasms then. They had one of their spells.
Yes.
The hysteria. Yes.
They got the vapors.
She has hysteria.
Her vagine got the vapors.
Right.
That's right.
The vapors.
Like it saw Elvis. Still doing porn, so says Chris. Yeah. Nonstop.
So says Chris, like anecdotally or through research?
On her Twitter, she's definitely posting a lot of videos.
Okay. Chris, what's your go-to porn search?
GILFs.
Well, yeah, lately it's been Nina Hartley. Now, I don't have a go-to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Liar.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Is how you want a relationship to be, Chris?
Full of lies.
It's really more about how he wants his marriage to be.
Oh, okay.
At a certain point, if you stay in porn long enough, it becomes noble now.
Yeah.
It's empowering.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like good for her.
Yes.
Good for
Doing
Nina
it for
Hartley.
Herself. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time where I was like, I could do that. And people go, oh, there's a lot of people around. I'd be like, that would make me like it more. You know, I'm kind of a show off.
Oh, really?
Exhibitionist.
Now I'm so
Well, let me ask you this, Jay Moore.
No.
You felt confident you could do porn when you were in your prime.
Oh, yeah.
And you could pull off the money shot.
Oh, that'd be the best part.
With a guy wearing cut-off sweatpants and holding the boom mic.
That'd be the hardest part not to come, that part.
Gaffer's tape on his belt.
Yeah.
So you could pull that off.
Well, I mean, hindsight's 20/20. You know?
Yeah. But what about guys who can't pee in front of other guys?
Mm. I can. It just takes me a while, and then I get in my head that it's taken me a while. But that's all bondage of self, Adam.
So are you saying that you might have difficulty taking a leak at Dodger Stadium with a bunch of dudes in there, but you could go on to a porn site and bust a nut in front of a crowd?
Not now.
No, I know, but in your prime.
I'm an old, you know, I'm the dad from The Incredibles now.
In your prime.
Yeah, my prime, I think I'd so like the, it. Because I'd be the center of attention.
The pee shyness didn't translate.
Well, I have a small urethra. Mm-hmm. Said Hank Hill.
Uh-huh.
I have a small urethra, Peggy. And so it takes me a while to get going. And I always, the bondage of self is that you think everybody else is thinking, what's taking this guy so long to pee? But no one's mm-hmm. in there. It's like when you dance, you think everybody on the dance floor is saying, like, wow, look at that guy. He looks right. like an idiot. But everyone's worrying about how they look.
Right. So that wouldn't translate onto the porn set.
Apples and oranges.
Different. You guys ever been on a porn set?
No, I don't think I have.
No.
Uh-oh.
Hold Jay on. Has.
I have been on a porn set.
All right.
Really?
I Seymour Butts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seymour Butts.
His showrunners for his Showtime show, Family
Business.
Yeah,
that Showtime show for right. a year and a half or 2 years.
We entertained the idea of having them be the showrunners for Last Comic Standing. Maybe I just did.
Mm-hmm.
And so to go meet them, it was on a set to kind of see what they were doing. And he said to me, look, this is like a crazy scene today, so I don't want my actor getting spooked. Would you mind holding a camera? And you could just shoot?
Uh-huh, because he didn't want you just standing around.
Yeah, like blend in.
Yeah.
Your actor, actress,
the
gal?
Two actresses, one actor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the single greatest athletic feat I've ever witnessed in my life.
They're Olympians.
Who are we worried about getting spooked? The dude?
Yeah, because he had to keep it going for these two girls.
And you've been to many Laker games. And this is the greatest athletic feat you've ever seen.
You don't understand.
Tell me.
This guy was just doing that. It was like 4 hours.
Really?
And two different girls, like, enough with this one. This is probably 25 years ago. Like, this one, then that one, then this one, then that one. Then something would go wrong. The girl would have to run to the bathroom and come back out. And then
what would go wrong?
These chocolate chips.
Pull a hammy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, well,
I know they do a thing called butterscotching beforehand.
That's
we've talked about this. This is when the girls do the enema before the scene. It's called butterscotching.
I think somebody maybe had like a budget enema.
A tooth syringe.
Yeah.
The little Fleet Mobile job, not the big boy door hanger.
It was like I got bored. Like I was there so long, I'm like, look, I got to get out of here.
Right.
I got to go home and watch The Personal Touch. This is not blowing my balls off. I think I put me to work. It's the most Jewish thing ever.
It is interesting that he handed you a styrofoam camera so you wouldn't spook people.
A little Viewmaster.
Yeah, like an easy bake camera.
Hand cranked.
He's staring at the Grand Canyon.
A sketch pad.
He's staring at pictures of Marlon Perkins with a boner.
He handed me a sketch pad and a charcoal pencil.
Yeah, we got a stenographer.
Oh, my God. Do they still have, stenographers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's kind of interesting to me.
It's weird.
He said changing the subject.
Yeah. I feel like along with the courtroom sketch artist, it feels like
archaic.
A bygone era.
Yeah.
Just roll the tape. And then if we need any of but they have to read it back to them in real time. I think
court
that's
the sketch
thing.
Artist to me makes everybody look like the Celtics logo.
Yeah.
So it's like old timey drunks with red cheeks.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
Yeah, how long is that guy going to be white, the Celtics logo? I mean, it's...
Well, he's a leprechaun.
Well, he's Celtic, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but in today's age...
Notre Dame mascot was black, you know, for a short period of time.
Yeah, we get to everything eventually. I feel like we should be coming for the
drunken leprechaun.
They don't
like to call that anymore, Ryan.
Sorry.
I feel like the Celtics logo's fairly ethnically ambiguous.
Is it?
To me.
That feels pretty white.
It could be Irish or Scottish.
That's right.
Or Welsh.
A little bit of like Italian in him. Look at this. Swarthy?
We're talking white though.
Oh, okay.
That's problematic. All right, Jay's going to hang out. We'll do the news in a second. First, I'll tell you about American Hartford Gold. Inflation at a 40-year high since Adam graduated high school. That's the only time the economy was worse than it is now. Interest rates skyrocketing. Experts like J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon predict a recession using terms like economic hurricane. Protect your future. Do what I did. Call American Hartford Gold. They'll help protect your savings and retirement by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. One short phone call, and they'll have the physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA or 401k. Highest rated firm in the country. A-plus rating from the BBB. Thousands of satisfied customers. Tell them Adam Carolla sent you. For up to $1,500 free in silver on your first order. Right, Dawson?
Call 866-899-2028. That's 866-899-2028. Or text Adam to 998899. That's 866-899-2028. Or text Adam to 998899.
All right, quick break. Come back with the news and Jay right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Break. Viral, weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grass. The face on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina, Gina Grass.
The news with Gina Grad.
Start off with some sad news and breaking for our purposes. Olivia Newton-John has passed away at the age of 73. The Grease legend died at her ranch in Southern California Monday morning, surrounded by her friends and her family. Longtime battle with breast cancer.
Jesus Christ. First Shauna Grant, now
I
this.
Know, this is a tough day.
This is brutal.
She was born in England, but she was raised in Melbourne in Australia when she was from the time she was 14. And she announced in May 2017 that after 25 years in remission, the disease spread to her lower back. Which you don't hear very often. A couple of things I didn't know about her. Maybe you guys can fill me in. She was born in England in 48 before relocating to Australia. We said that. But she began singing in the late 60s, eventually releasing her first solo album called If Not For You. That was in 1971, featuring the title track originally written by Bob Dylan and recorded by George Harrison.
Yeah. If Not For You.
How'd she get that wired in right away?
Great question. Well, it hit number
one. Song.
It hit number one in the U.S. Adult Contemporary
chart. No
Xanadu,
but...
Thank you. And what's the... Oh, God. What's not physical. What's the other one that's so good?
Well, Little My Love. No. Is it Little My Love or Chris? She has some good pop songs.
Adam just came out of the closet like a Murphy bed.
I love...
That was a test and I passed.
She was a beautiful woman who could really sing as well. Yeah. It's called Little My Love...
Oh, magic is what I was thinking of.
Oh, right.
Got to believe in magic.
Don't let your stand in our way.
Oh, that is a nice one.
Got to believe.
I love that song.
It's a banger.
Don't let your head ever stray. And if
that's right.
A Little More Love. A Little More Love is a good pop song.
I got to hear it.
Oh, you're going to
like
it.
Do we have it? And of course, all the songs from Grease, Hopelessly Devoted, and The One That I Want, Summer Nights.
I Honestly Love You is one of her.
Oh, yeah.
Hits I honestly love you.
Yeah. I do.
Now the time has passed. We can agree that Grease, the movie, sucks.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Be
Ryan, shut your whore mouth.
Yeah. You tread lightly, my friend.
Now that your grandpa's been dead for a while, Brian, can't we agree he's a racist alcoholic?
I'm
no.
On board.
Never. Never. See, now this song...
Sexy, dude.
Right. But so here's the deal. If it's Mama Cass Elliott singing this, it's not quite as hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a super hot chick just saying, I yearn for your sex. Mm-hmm. Do you have to leave?
This is a good stripper song.
No is a word I can't say.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby. ABBA vocals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. BG. Oh, of course.
Happy right. ending.
Australia, yeah.
Happy ending.
Adam Carolla is my guy.
Then it goes back into the sultry.
Ooh, I'll suck your dick in your car.
Doss, you got to mash this up with Bobby Hollander. You've got 14 dick. Minutes.
This has a lot of smoke machine behind
yeah.
it. But she'll be missed.
This song.
Yeah, that's a bummer, dude.
I love this song. All right, we'll hear one more chorus. In the
web of your life. This is great. You're right.
At the end, she kicks it up a octave.
Oh, no. I love
when they
do that.
She may do it here. Hold on, play.
Like Bon Jovi.
You got to clap for the key change.
You know the bass player's got a boner the whole time. All right, now listen.
What if she's holding the bass up?
She's going to kick it here. She's going to go up an octave, Gina.
I can't wait.
Hold on.
Ooh, girl.
It's a good
Simon and Theodore. Yeah, I think so. She will blow your balls off.
Gonna do it again. Oh, she's gonna change the cadence here.
All right. Boy, you got this all figured out.
Like a montage where me and Gina are trying on hats.
Yes. Give me the thumbs up, the thumbs down.
Dude, are you gay?
Yeah.
I am. I listen to this song. I don't know. I was 15. I was like, this chick is hot, and this is a good pop song, and she's changing it up a lot.
I appreciate you putting me up on game. That was a banger, man.
Yeah. That was really
good.
Could
be my next karaoke.
That would be fantastic.
Little My Love. Hey, sorry, Hell is for Children by Pat Benatar, but I'm moving on.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
That's right.
I'll do backups for you if you do that song.
Please.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What is your go? Is that your go-to karaoke?
I'll go
Hell is for Children.
Hell is for Children by Pat Benatar. And if I want to get a lady up there, we do the one and only Sheriff hit. God damn it.
Sheriff was Sheriff.
The band Sheriff. Oh, you'll know it. Huh. You're going to know it, Jay. Okay. Gina's, you probably...
You've never let me down.
Know it, too. Because it really shows my range and my chops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to get up there and just, you know, do the bump, bump, bump,
bump, turn around,
yeah. I don't know, the Commissar.
Is it When I'm With You?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be their only hit.
What's the one that involves karate kicks?
Well,
Van Halen won.
The thing about Hell is for Children is it starts off
nice and slow.
Nice and slow, but it breaks. I go full Elvis Brown Belt by the end, and that's where the sweat
on Chrysalis
starts
records.
Flying. Yeah.
What's the Cher song you've requested of me?
All right. It's looks like I can almost hear it. Now, I think we could handle this, Gina.
Okay.
But you'd obviously have to work out. I don't mean physically,
I mean
vocal range, sure. Because, you know, I would start off.
Well, you carry the show, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Is this you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not hearing
you. I mean, he doesn't do it as good as me, but yeah this is my part.
Double negative.
Ooh, babe, lost in love. What I feel.
Need more cowbell.
What I feel.
And you could sing this part.
Maybe it's the way you touch me.
And I would touch you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way you smile. I come on.
Now we both come in.
Ooh, babe. Lost in love. What I feel.
Go now.
Baby, yeah. Oh, I get chills when I'm with you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Oh, wow. Gymnastics.
Oh, baby, yeah. My words are still when I'm with you.
I think we got this.
I'm with you.
All right. Anyway,
good. That's
you
just
get
a little
it.
Taste.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck yeah, is what
yeah,
I say.
So yeah. I'll do Hell is for Chillin'. Little My Love now with Olivia Newton-John may bump off Hell is for Chillin', but then when I need some help,
yeah,
I go with Sheriff.
That's good.
Mm. Got 14 months or so till the next cruise.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Cher song you want me to sing?
Well, one cock at a time.
You got a lot of half breed, which is awesome. No, Dark Lady.
Yes.
You do Dark Lady.
I'll do Dark Lady.
And I'll do the clapping.
Right.
Okay. Strictly adult. Mm-hmm. Strictly X.
Whip five on your
and
belt.
It's hot.
Sorry.
It's hot.
It is hot.
Can I please just ask what Colin Quinn would sound like saying?
Well, you know, it's no hulk. You know? It's no joke. I hope you have new batteries in your vibrator, you know, because you're going to whip five on yourself and do it lubricated. What do I know, you know?
Whip five on yourself.
Gina got a boob reduction to get down to a G cup. That's nice, Gina.
Pretty much, yeah.
She's never been underwater. I remember the old shipwreck, the Mesopotamia, we all swimming towards Gina Grant.
Okay.
All right, one more.
Okay, well.
How's your mashup going, Dawson? It's going well. It needs a little more time.
We'll skip down because a lot of shit happened over the weekend. We'll get to it, though. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. They have reportedly ended things.
God.
According to an insider, their age difference was one of the main reasons.
Mm.
A source says that Pete's 28, Kim's 41. They're very different lives. And they said Pete is totally spontaneous and impulsive. She was exhausted after dealing with him. She has four kids. She has a different kind of life. She needs to focus on other things. In the end, yeah, Kim was just very, very tired. The couple started dating in November, a month after Kim appeared with Pete on Saturday Night Live. Kanye has weighed in.
Mm.
In a very sort of a picture tells a thousand words type of way. He only has one thing currently on his Instagram page, and this is it. Go ahead and put it up. It's a fake newspaper that says Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
It's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
It's weird to obsess he does.
What's it say under that? I bet that's
– who is the biggest – here's a big question. I'll pose it to Brian first. Right. We'll get to Jay. On one hand, these two have broken up fine. On another hand, he's going to move on to a new woman that's going to I'm going to be livid when I find out who he's banging
sure.
next.
Yes.
Who would really, like, you know, who's the chick who's playing Barbie now in the new feature?
Margot Robbie.
He's going to go on to Margot Robbie. He's going to do it, and then we're going to go, what the fuck? I'm going to go nuts.
It will be someone of Margot Robbie's stature. She's Australian. She's cool. She has stuff to do with
sure,
her.
Sure. We could have said that about
Beckinsale. She's English.
Yes. I would have said no. She's too smart for that. She's never.
Phoebe Dynevor is English.
No. Yes.
Pam Grier.
I would sign off
Nina Hartley.
On that. I'd sign
yeah.
on that. I don't know what her status is. I don't know what the Margot Robbie status, I don't know, but be prepared.
Okay.
It'll probably be someone like Dua Lipa or something.
Yeah.
Someone kind of edgy and rocky.
I just hope it's not someone that's going to upset me.
Yeah. Well,
I'm so glad I'm not single. Jeez, it's so much
effort.
This
could be devastating.
So much effort out there trying to.
I don't care if I was married to 15 women and living in Utah. I'm still pissed when that guy's scrawny, tatted ass goes balls deep in his next 10. It bothers me.
Why?
Because. I never really thought about it.
Who cares?
You ask all the tough questions.
Yeah.
Now, listen.
Yeah.
You neither.
Yeah.
I want you to be either matinee idol good looks or comedic genius. Not the least funny guy on SNL. And it angers me because I studied it in high school, which is all you got to do is bag one hottie and the rest just fall like dominoes. That's what's going on. Yeah. They don't like him. They go good enough for Kim Kardashian. Now he's got the springboard of Kim Kardashian. He's going to take whoever he wants.
Who's better looking, Kanye or Pete Davidson? Because Kanye looks like he has the mumps all the time.
That's right.
He always looks like he's storing like...
Yeah, nuts for the winner.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye... While not in my music genre, you still could label him a genius.
Sure.
Pete, I do not.
Can you, though, label him a genius?
One could.
One could.
Critically.
He rhymes.
It's not my thing.
I'm actually joking. I love Kanye.
I've listened to enough of it because my daughter and I have driven around enough where you go, okay, I get it. Yeah, then you get into it's like clothing lines and stuff like that or whatever. Maybe it's P.T. Barnum.
You owe
Anna
Gary
Wintour.
Smith
Pete Davidson,
huge,
Anna Wintour.
Yes. Yeah. You owe Gary Smith a huge apology. from years ago.
I was a hater. I don't love him now, but I get what it is. I get why the kids and Gary.
The pride of Torrance. Look at him.
Hi, Gary.
The pride of Torrance.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see who he's with.
Yeah. Only a matter of time.
Look, Pete, could you just date a hostess from Wompoppers who's attractive?
Wompoppers.
Just go find a nice, hot 23-year-old who's a fucking civilian and just date her.
Yeah.
I could go over to Pierce Junior College over there at the other end of the valley. I could round up 58 pluses that would be more than happy to do whatever you wanted. But no.
Yeah.
You're going with some... It's going Margot Robbie.
Pierce Junior College, home of Coco Crisp.
Oh, really?
Former Major League center fielder.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring it
home,
Gina.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
I want to be with young men. Gina
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right, Dawson, it's your time to shine.
All right, let's see how this came together.
Oh. You want me? I'll do a spot. Okay.
Hi. You thought it was Alfred, but it's not.
I did think it was Alfred.
My name is Bobby Hollander, and I'd like to introduce you to a tape called The Personal Touch. Now, The Personal Touch is something different in home entertainment. It's strictly adult. It's strictly X.
Kind of hot.
Yeah.
So hot, it's gonna blow your balls off.
Now we're talking.
Who needs them?
It's gonna wanna make a comment on your television.
Probably not.
The personal touch. Get out of your bed, off your couch, out of the bar. And you guys that are watching me in the bar are gonna be into the bathroom, pulling your wang. Shauna Grant in this film.
About as far as I got.
All right.
Very
good.
Gina, I just found your new cowboy rock aerobics song. Or
Country Heat?
Whatever you do.
Yeah, I liked it.
Fucking love that
song. I did
song.
Country Heat before I got here.
What year? Is that 79? I'm trying to think of what year that Olivia Newton-John song is from. Anyway.
It'll make you pull your wang wang.
She was beautiful and she could sing, too.
Why does he say wang wang after the litany of dirty words?
Who wants to come on their television?
I also love it when guys do this thing where they go, you're going to pull out that hog, you're going to stuff it up her poop chute and come all over her back, Bukkake style. And then later on they say something like, I don't give a damn. Oh, pardon my French. I don't mean to cross the line here, but
where
you need to pull your hog out and get in front of your grandchildren. It's like, yes, you are. Stop. I don't mean to.
Pardon my French.
You just talked about coming on the TV set for 20 minutes.
And I don't mean to work blue.
Yeah, that's right. Bald.
Oh my God.
1978.
Yeah.
That song predates The Personal Touch.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Dawson, you got some homework. Other than prefab burritos.
Dawson, you know what you are? You're the MVP of the show today.
That's right.
Always pulls it out.
MVP.
Now he's pointing back at you.
I know, he's right.
No. All right, let me hit Jordan. Do we go out, Gina?
Yes.
Let me hit Jordan Harbinger Show. A different kind of sponsor for this episode, the Jordan Harbinger Show. If you're a fan of fascinating podcasts with interesting people, you should definitely check it out. There's an episode for everyone. No matter what you're into, Jordan will talk to Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't matter. Or you can go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. Jordan's been on the show, and we've been on his show, and he's done Drew's show. And good dude, speaks a bunch of languages, has a lot of insight. You always find something useful to apply to your own life, like a routine changes to boost productivity. Slight mindset tweaks. And change how you see the world. We enjoy the show, and you will too. Search it out. The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. At Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, it is the Jordan Harbinger Show. All right. Linda Hamilton Resident Alien is the name of her show. You can check that out on Sci-Fi. And then there's Jay Moore.
Yeah.
It's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, coming up September 9th through the 11th. And then September 23rd and 24th, Sacramento, California, The Punchline. Go check out his live dates at jmoore.com if you want to laugh. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys Comedy Club coming up August 26th and 27th, doing some live pods there and some live stand-up. And until next time, Santa Pro for Linda Hamilton and Jay Moore and Gina Grad and Bull Brian, say it. Mahalo.
I was so skinny, my nipples got longer.
Make sure you pick up your copy of Adam's new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. It's available everywhere. Finer books are sold. Leave it a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get your tickets to see Adam Carolla live at adamcarolla.com.
You own, you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All month long, the biggest movies are streaming free on Pluto TV's Popcorn Summer Movies. Watch star-studded blockbusters like Titanic and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Or fall in love with charming rom-coms like Hitch and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. The best part? Pluto TV is 100% free. No credit cards, not even a sign-up. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.